The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
So, stinky upper highway drama. And you've got an update for us.
I do. So, in April this year, you remember, I brought a story of the upper highway residents.
Mm.
They're being affected by what they said was the stench emanating from the EnviroServe Shangweni landfill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the time, hundreds of people took to the streets. They protested the bad smell that was permeating their lives, right? Now, many residents said that their health was adversely being affected, and they were so fed up that a lot of them just wanted to sell up, leave their homes, and move out of the area.
Mm.
To paint a picture of exactly what was going on at the time, take a listen to this.
My oldest daughter started with a lot of sinus issues, breathing issues, and chronic headaches.
Mm.
My husband's also had bronchitis 10 times, kind of in the last 2 years since we moved to this area.
You find that you'll get a headache, you'll get a burning eyes, and your chest will be tense, you'll be having struggling to breathe. I always carry painkillers with my bag. When I go to work, when I'm sitting in my room, I always have to have painkillers because I get headaches once or twice a week now. I've never experienced any headaches in my life. I've never had a cough. I always cough now. Whether I'm laughing or anything now, I'll find myself coughing in the middle of the night. I'm coughing and I'm starting to breathe sometimes.
My wife suffers quite badly. Her eyes are very burny whenever the smell's around. She says that she often feels short of breath, and she has sinus issues as well. I mean, it's really sad because the reason we moved up here was for the fresh air and to have a little bit more space so that our daughter could run around and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And when you wake up in the morning on the weekend and your daughter wants to go outside and play, and you open the door and that smell just wafts in, and you shut the doors as quickly as possible, it's really sad. And we've got a lot of thinking to do on where we're going to live.
We pretty much go on lockdown. We close up. We put air purifiers, the two air purifiers that go on. We've had instances where we've been brying with friends and we've all had to evacuate into the house. My kids have been swimming and I've had to say, out the pool quickly, quickly. Or they've said to me, Mommy, the smell, we have to get inside. So, you know, and we'll literally move the purifier around with us. So it's totally changed our lifestyle.
I've always been one who likes to sleep with the windows open and I like fresh air. And now every night before we go to bed, we go around the house and close all the windows, and it's just not the kind of the way we want to live.
There are babies, there are kids who are growing up here, you know, which means these kids now will have to grow up in an environment that is poisonous and which is going to also affect them. They will grow up having problems now with their health.
There's thousands of people in this area that could pack up their homes and move out. If I said to them now, you've got another place to go, I think they would move out within a few days.
If I had means, I would have moved a long time ago, but I can't.
I'd like to see whoever is responsible for it take responsibility and then put the correct actions in place to sort the problem out, because at the moment it seems like everyone else is pointing fingers at everyone else, and it's just not acceptable. At the end of the day, when I open the door in the morning, I'd like to walk out and breathe clean air.
So finally, some reaction, some litigation on this EnviroServe Upper Highway stench story.
Some litigation there, it's twofold. The Green Scorpions had obviously taken Dean Thompson to court, who's the CEO of EnviroServe, and Lauren Johnson and the Upper Highway Air also took the matter to court. Here's Lauren. Lauren, what is the situation in the Upper Highway area as it stands with regards to the EnviroServe Shangweni landfill issue?
We are currently waiting for the active gas extraction and destruction system to be installed. As we all know, the smell is not going to go away until the gas is extracted.
Mm-hmm.
We are waiting on EnviroServe to implement it, which they said should be in August. But unfortunately, they've been fighting us with not spending the money on what they need to do and are trying to use the excuse that they need to continue to receive waste in order to make this happen, which our experts have advised is not the solution at all.
So is that site closed at the moment?
The site is not closed. With the court order and the compliance notice, they are not allowed to accept, treat or dispose of any waste. But remedial measures and the ongoing maintenance and working on the site is still allowed.
You know, I've received a number of emails from residents in the Upper Highway telling me that the smell is still there. And of course, something like this is going to take a long time. What measures are in place?
Obviously, the court order has and the compliance notice has said that they need to cease the trenching, which is obviously where a lot of the gas is escaping from. Gas is going to take the path of least resistance to come out of the landfill, but with the ongoing trenching, obviously the disruption of the waste body and opening up a great big hole allows more gas to escape. But in breach of their compliance order, they are still trenching their contaminated stormwater, so they are still digging holes, which is in breach of the court order.
So, Lauren, when we last spoke, you were about to take the matter to court. What happened there?
We were going to court for an interdict to enforce the compliance notice, which they appealed, which then suspended it. The court then ruled in our favour and granted us interim relief, which is what stopped the acceptance, treatment and disposal of the waste.
So, Lauren, what do you want to say to people in the Upper Highway area with regard to what's going on?
I think the main thing that people need to know is that the site is not closed. We have not won the battle yet. The smell is not going to go away until the active gas extraction and destruction system is fully implemented and the site is kept closed and rehabilitated. And the only reason we have got to where we are today is by the community support and the reporting each and every time we smell the smell. So people need to keep reporting. It is so important.
Excellent piece of advice, because you get to a stage after 2 or 3 years, which is how long this has been, yeah. where you just, you know, you smell the stench, you just roll your eyes and go, more of that. But yeah. you need to complain. You need
100%.
To constantly complain. I'm a little bit concerned myself, though, because if they're not accepting any more waste there, where is the waste going?
Well, I had an unconfirmed report that the waste was going to Quebeca, but I don't know. We'll have to
watch.
We'll have to investigate that. You know, the other thing is that the case in the Arizona case, similar to this, took 30 years to rehabilitate that land. So it's not going to happen overnight.
No.
One doesn't know. Dean Thompson and EnviroServe are in court again on the 17th of August. And you would have noticed that I didn't have them on the show today.
Yeah.
That's because I want to see what's happening on the 17th and then give them a chance to speak to us then.
Write a reply.
Yep.
Because that's how we roll.
Yep.
Thank you, Terrence. Listen, if you want to engage directly with Terrence, you can do so on his Twitter. It's @TerrencePelay. 1R in Terrence.